200 delegates from African governments and institutions met in Kigali, Rwanda yesterday for a symposium on quote-unquote democratization and development. The symposium was organized by the Meles Zenawi Foundation and the African Development Bank. Ethiopian Prime Minister Meles Zenawi's successor, Hailemariam Desalegn, joined Rwandan President Paul Kagame in Kigali, where both spoke of the primacy of state power and African agency in development. Washington, D.C.-based Ethiopian activist Obong Metho spoke to KPFA's Anne Garrison about what was wrong with this picture.
Thank you very much for giving this opportunity. The whole picture is wrong. The whole picture wrong being that Paul Kagame and then the former Prime Minister of Ethiopia, Meles Zenawi, these were two gentlemen. We cannot talk about them of saying that they can bring any new thing to Africa. Why? Because these are two men who came to power not by the bullet, by the bullet. And if you look at it, these are people also who've been in power for long, like Meles, he died on power. So the whole thing is wrong with the picture. Like they were talking about development, democracy. Where is the democracy? Ethiopia is a country that just the election they had in May this year. The government won by 100%.
I remember that. They won every single seat in parliament. Now, are you saying that both these governments are minority dictatorships? Rwanda dictatorship by the 14% Tutsi minority and Ethiopian dictatorship by the 6% Tigrayan minority?
Yes. Yes, okay. In Ethiopia, the 6% is the Tigrayan ethnic group.
It seems that the United States military partnerships with Rwanda and Ethiopia, based on Rwanda and Ethiopia's willingness to cooperate with and assist American forces, insulates both regimes against strong criticism from the West.
Correct. Yeah, because if you look at it now, Obama went to Ethiopia last month. When he was in Ethiopia, the speech he gave was that Ethiopia had enough soldiers. He went there for a specific reason. He said Ethiopia had enough soldiers. So in other words, instead of Americans sending a Marine to go and die in Somalia to fight Al-Shabaab or to fight these what they call the terrorists, actually the Ethiopians there to send Ethiopian soldiers be pretty much like a contract. So in the name of security, the Ethiopians fought from the West for what they call war or terror. But these people are actually known for terrorizing their own people. So for that case, the Ethiopian government, the ruling ethnic apartheid regime in Ethiopia that terrorized their own people, they are not being criticized because they are the darling of the West. They pretty much that from Bush till Obama. Anything that the Western ask them, they will do that. Even the, you know, the hypocrisy, actually, what Obama did when he went there, he called Ethiopian government a democratic elected government. There's no way, 100%, you know, group who claim to win an election by 100%, there's no way they can be a democratic. And then Obama called Burundi, the election there is illegitimate or not credible. Which one that, you know, the one that went by 77% or the one that claimed to win 100%? So my point is the Ethiopian, because of these so-called war on terror, the regime has not, you know, been criticized. So, you know, the Western, even the media, no. And but in the long run, these things will explode. So this kind of thing where you side with the dictator and exclude the people is an ingredient to disaster that where sooner or later on, if ethnic violence erupts in Ethiopia and Ethiopians kill each other, this will be the legacy of Obama. There's no question about it because he's the one that will support this group that has isolated themselves from Ethiopia.
That was Washington, D.C.-based Ethiopian activist Obong Metho. For Pacifica, KPFA and Afrobeat Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.